Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Sarai Korber, student of film and history at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, and this is Today in Bajan History. On this day, February 10th, 1951, Barbadians read in the pages of the Advocate of the progress of 38 nursing girls who had ventured to the United Kingdom several months earlier. With a shortage of manpower after the Second World War, many young Barbadian women and men proceeded to the mother country to work in hospitals, including this batch of 38 who found employment in cities such as Manchester, Birmingham, Bristol, and Swindon, to name a few. That employment did not immediately result in the attainment of higher nursing grades. They started at the domestic grade, working as ward maids, housemaids, orderlies, and kitchen assistants, where they received between £2 and £2.15 shillings per week after deductions to the National Health and Unemployment Insurance Scheme. According to the Advocate, girls such as Idalia Ferguson, Althea Holder, Gweenie Innes, Daphne Rochford, Thelma Rock, Doris Sargent, Elsie Webster, and Gertrude Maxwell had been transferred to the student nursing grade, where they obtained a lower wage of £1.4 shillings per week. Three other girls, Sylvia Breedy, Adela Shaw, and Margaret Lewis, had made it to the preliminary training school, where they were expected to take the relevant exams to enter the nursing grade. The Advocate underscored the industry of these girls, who had been paying a weekly sum into the post office savings bank, while half of them were sending money back to their relatives here in Barbados. In addition, they were paying 5 shillings weekly towards the cost of their passages, remitted through the Crown agents to the government of Barbados. Regrettably, one of the girls had fallen ill and was hospitalized. Some had caught the influenza, while 4 had to be isolated after contracting chickenpox. These girls, despite the bitter cold, were determined to complete their mission, and as the Advocate report on this day, February 10th, 1951, indicated, not one so far expressed a regret that she went or a wish to return home before her contractual period is up.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.